Here's a thought about textured paper. One of the reasons that I like working in the media I call folios and chapbooks is because of the sensuality of the paper. When you have a handheld photograph, handheld piece of artwork, if you will, there is that sensual aspect of the paper itself. That is to say, the texture of the paper becomes a part of the art viewing experience. But the texture of the paper is not the only way we can introduce the idea of texture. Another way that I've used with some frequency is to print the texture into the paper. Now, obviously, when you print the texture into the paper, that doesn't mean that you're actually making the paper a different thickness or something like that. It's not embossing or anything like that that would physically alter the structure of the paper. That can't be done with an inkjet printer. But what you can do is create a visual texture by printing the texture along with the image. And there are two ways to do this, both of which are interesting, and one has advantages over the other, but here's the two methods that I use. The first is to take a paper texture background, which you can achieve by scanning paper, by photographing paper, by somehow using a software application to create texture in the paper by adding grain or something like that, so that you can create a paper background and then do a layout that has the paper as the background. You can do that by making a layer in Photoshop. So the background layer would be the paper texture, and the layer on top would contain your image. That's a fairly common way to make a visual texture in the paper without physically embossing the paper or anything like that. And you can create any kind of paper texture you want. It could be complex, it could be subtle, it could be very dark, it could be a very light gray. It can be extremely visible or only subtly visible. There's lots and lots of flexibility in creating a paper background that way. The one disadvantage of using that method is that the image itself does not include any of the texture. Now, sometimes that might be exactly what you want, in which case this layered approach would be the right way to go. But sometimes you want the texture of the paper to actually appear in the photograph. And the way to do that is to print the paper texture first. So you print only the paper texture on the entire sheet of paper, then reload the paper into your printer and print the photograph on top of the already created paper image. That will give you a paper texture in the highlights, but not in the shadows. The darker areas are going to be totally inked or inked enough that you won't be able to see the paper texture at all. But in the highlights, skies, water, that kind of thing, you will definitely see the paper texture because it isn't overprinted on that second pass in the printer. And of course, then there's a third method, which is to apply the texture to the image in Photoshop using a layer blend. And that's the way you get paper texture to show up in the shadows. So, three alternatives for making paper texture a part of the visual experience that go beyond making paper texture available in the physical, handling, sensual sense of the paper.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.